insignificant right now. Or you might be experiencing that pain heavy and horrific, resulting in outright darkness in daily life. No matter where you are coming from, God is calling you to come close and receive a new beginning. No more suffering in silence. No more bearing pain alone. No more feeling helpless or hopeless. No more hate or self-harm. Regardless of where you have been, regardless of what you have done, regardless of how convinced you are that you can never, ever change, regardless of how cynical you are to God, He invites you into a relationship with Him, a reset for your soul. Forget about what's happened, He says in Isaiah 43, 18 and 19. Don't keep going over old history. Be alert. Be present. I'm about to do something brand new. It's bursting out. Don't you see it? There it is. I'm making a road through the desert, rivers in the Badlands. No matter how bad your Badlands have been, a reset stands ready for you. Several years ago, I started sharing this reset message on college campuses, in city arenas, local churches, and massive festivals. And truly, the more I've seen Jesus work in others' lives, the more I've seen my own need for Him to reset me. I've seen people from every conceivable background, age group, race, and religion cry out, "Jesus, reset my life! Reset my thoughts, my affections, my priorities, my dreams, my relationships, my faith." And each time, I nod my head in agreement because I need it.